going on in Texas and Texas politics, and I'm wearing a mask for a reason to educate people about wearing masks.
I hope you all feel educated.
Yes, that's it. I don't
need
to wear
it. It's not looping around your ear.
It is looping around.
No, you took... Isn't one supposed to go up and one supposed to go
down? I don't normally wear it just in the house. I wear it when I'm outside, but this is like to prove a point that we're all going to need to be wearing masks when we go out.
Wow.
So
you've proved this point great.
I'll take it off in a minute. Okay. So how's it been going for you?
I've been fine. You're the one having the problem with quarantine. We've addressed this. I am loving the social distancing measures. You, not so much.
Not so much.
So like what have you been doing the last week?
I was out at the lake and then decided that maybe I should come and see. I would like to be helpful, and I don't feel helpful. I'm on a bunch of calls where I hear things that scare me, and I now am staying down here closer to you in East Dallas.
I think your mask is distracting you.
I know. I'll take it off in a minute.
It's like creeping up your eyeballs.
I know. But I just want to let everybody know, mask, even if you use a bandana, we should all be wearing them as of today when we're out at the supermarket or wherever you're going. But try to stay home most of all. Don't let it give you a false sense of security.
Well, we are stationed here at Casa de Kendall today.
Yes, because our studio is closed for the time being, as well as every other non-essential service in...
I think we're pretty essential.
I know, but they didn't qualify us.
I also left our microphones at Lillian's lake house, so sorry about that.
I hope I find them when I go back out. Anyway, so what's been going on? The news has been just nonstop coronavirus. As
and I'm
it should
finding
be.
Myself...
you don't even watch the Trump parade every day.
No,
you don't,
I don't.
You don't do any of that.
I know I'm supposed to, but I made a big old pot of chicken and dumplings from scratch today. Made biscuit dough and everything, and I'm trying not to. I mean, at this point, I'm so upset by it all that
it's pretty bad.
The best thing I can really do is just read my push notifications, do what they tell me to do, and just not right now.
Well, you're still on calls with some of our candidates that are running.
I think it was the MyPillow guy that got me. Yeah. It was when he brought the MyPillow guy to his press conference. That's when I started to really lose interest in how hilarious it was.
That's just so, of all the people of the whole world, you would not want running the show during this period. That would be that guy. Thankfully, there are a few people around him like Dr. Tony Fauci and others, but man, thank God for our governors, some of them.
Local, and our local leaders.
Yep. We have some good local
leaders.
Has
anything happened
in
the news that's not corona related? Bill Withers died.
Yeah.
That was sad.
That's still corona, wasn't it?
No, it was a heart problem.
Oh, I just figured.
Joe Diffie was corona.
Oh, Joe Diffie was corona. That's the guy that sings, what was the song?
Pickup Man.
Go ahead, sing a few bars.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, do whatever you want.
But I have been going to, so you're also going to get to hear my cat randomly.
Huh.
It's just how the world works.
Anyway.
Come here, buddy.
Well, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. Corona 15. Already gamed it, and I'm now beating my way back through it by exercising with my niece today.
The way you're gaining.
I already gained.
I was like, you got a different strand of corona? Like, I was so confused.
No, I'm saying it's been so hard not to gain weight.
Oh, I'm certain I have.
Refuse to look at a scale, but I did, and I'm just horrified, and,
What are we going to do to not leave quarantine looking like...
Like you've just been like... It's like terrible.
Yeah.
I know. I did my 11,000 steps. And then I did a 30-minute exercise. But
if you're staying in sheltering in place, how did you do 11,000 steps?
We went outside and walked around the neighborhood. Okay. Which we felt okay about. Like I'm quarantined with my pod, which you're part of it. So you can't be outside the pod or else you're going to... make all of us sick.
Right.
And I'm wearing a mask when I'm out.
Allegedly.
And yeah, I am. And so that's what's going on. remember. And anyway, so the weight gain is out of control, and now I have to drink 10 glasses of water a day, and I got fresh fruit and vegetables out because it was not going well.
I have gotten particularly uninterested. Like, when I don't leave my apartment, it's just like, what am I supposed to talk about? What am I supposed to do? How do we even do it? Sorry, we're late on the podcast. We just don't even know what to talk about, guys.
I know, but...
we're trying to keep this sucker going.
Man, it is tough. And then I have, as well as you have been talking to... we have a lot of friends that have small businesses, and all of us have been obsessed with the Paycheck Protection Act.
And we'll get into that in one of the headlines for sure.
No, I didn't put that in a headline. That is like Uber headline.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but we can.
So what should people, what, okay.
No, and that is if you're a small business or independent contractor and you keep your people on board, you can apply for funds. And it opened up on Friday, April 3rd, and they gave out about $2 billion worth of loans across the country. But many people couldn't get through the system or to their banks or... the network, the system died, but I do believe that people should keep trying. So they have $350 billion. They'll put in another $300 billion, we've heard, if they run out, which they will. And what that allows you to do is just keep people employed. So anyway, it's been a rough ride for lots of small businesses. I feel bad.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, it's awful for the people that work in those industries. It's awful for the people who've invested their whole lives in this business that's just getting taken. It's not because they were mismanaging it, right? I mean, it's just the world right now.
I mean,
we're going to lose so many. We've already started seeing some of my kind of in my neighborhood that have been announcing they're closing indefinitely.
I know. My brother has a restaurant, and thankfully, he's a great chef and been there for 30 years and has a great takeout business. And the community's just rallied around the restaurant, and they're doing fine. I mean, they're not breaking any records, but it's so hard for so many people. I just feel terrible.
Well, we're gonna get through it.
We have to get through it. Anyway, I sort of feel like we should be doing more. Like, is there anything we can do?
No, Lillian, it's a fucking virus.
I know, but I mean, we're not
go stop that virus.
I'm trying, but I don't have a science background or anything. I am on calls where I hear people trying to do things, and none of it's making me feel any better.
What's really frustrating, I think, about this particular crisis is that it's hitting everyone, and so it's hard for anyone to contribute to help because everyone is being impacted by it.
I know.
And I can't think of anybody unless you own Clorox that this may be going well for you.
I mean, when you see Governor Cuomo from New York putting out a call for healthcare workers from throughout the country, I'm like, I'm not a nurse or a doctor, I'm a lawyer, but I could probably help out. Like, I'm willing to do it. Like,
how to tie a tourniquet?
No, but I could do admission.
Why do I think that people's arms are getting chopped off? What do I think is happening?
Because you watched that.
It's because I watched Tiger King.
Everybody. You have got Tiger, like this whole country with Tiger King. It's just gone crazy. I have only watched the two episodes.
It's wild.
I know.
I feel like it's already been over-talked about on social media, so I'm going to spare everyone, but it was definitely worth a watch.
Anyway, we're glad you guys joined us, and before we, we don't have a guest, really. But
sorry.
But we're going to hit the headlines. First headline, Texans filing for unemployment. We've seen a 1,600% increase over the last 2 weeks, where the Texas Workforce Commission has received in a 24-hour period 1.5 million calls, and their system crashed.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing nothing but nightmares from people. But I do think the Texas Workforce Commission is trying.
Yeah, I mean, in defense of them, how the hell would they have known this was coming? Like, you can't prep for this. And the people that work there, while they're not losing their jobs, they are feeling the same stress to this pandemic, too. I mean, you just got to be patient with everybody right now.
I know. I do think, and that's, I think there's a lot of folks out there that are realizing that we're all in this together. And I have been doing nothing but telling people that have worked on campaigns and stuff, file for unemployment. File for unemployment.
Oh,
whatever you have to do. I mean, people that came off campaigns or I mean, have been independent. They're really being, supposedly, I haven't seen enough facts yet, but the rubric people are supposed to be working in is to help versus say no to unemployment claims because the whole country's in trouble.
Yeah.
So, peace be with you. All right, next headline. Pastors, GOP activists sue Harris County, which is Houston, that the stay-at-home order violates their religious rights. Always the same people.
I'm really having to find my inner strength.
Yeah. I mean, pandemics spread because lots of people are around each other in close quarters, and I just don't think...
It's the same argument that the goddamn anti-vaxxers use, where they say, it's my right... It's my religious right. It's my... Go fuck yourself. If you're putting every person around you in danger, it is no longer your right. Wow. Sorry, it's not.
All of our health care is dependent on each other right now. This is certainly really focused on that, this outbreak.
So, I'm going to go down there and break my foot off in somebody's ass. I think that's the best thing I can do to help in the coronavirus crisis.
Break your foot off in somebody's ass?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you might get the virus while you go.
I've been waiting for 30 years to cut a bitch. And I will go down to Harris County and take care of that right now. All That's right. what I think we should
All
do.
Right. All right. There we go. All right, next headline.
That was quick.
Judge Clay Jenkins doing Lord's work here in Dallas
He's
County.
Wonderful.
He is. And he pretty much led the state. For all of
Clay Jenkins and Mayor Eric Johnson have been doing wonderful, wonderful work responding to this.
Right. Like seriously realizing that if they didn't get ahead of it, they'd be underwater. And they've led the whole state. So
huge vacuum of leadership that has been filled by those two.
Yep.
And so kudos. Yeah. North Texas.
Well, Steve Adler, too. I still think Steve Adler did the right thing by canceling... South by Southwest.
I know, Kat, I know.
Anyway, but Clay Jenkins, his Twitter account just uplifts everybody in the city. And this idea of what he did with the Hobby Lobby people. What?
Woo! That was going to be my obsessed.
Oh, sorry. You got to talk about it now.
Yeah, so Hobby Lobby decided that they were going to stay open regardless of what governments told them to do.
Because artificial flowers are an essential service.
The owner of Hobby Lobby says that he spoke to God, and God told him that he's going to take care of them. And so he's going to keep his stores open.
So he's making his low-paid workers come in every day, put their cells at risk.
Uh-huh.
What an idiot.
And so Clay Jenkins said... Absolutely not. This pertains to you too, regardless of whatever conversation you claim to have had with God, and put a cease and desist order on their door and shut them down.
That was just incredible.
Yay! I mean, they think that they can get away with that kind of shit. They did it during Obamacare, remember? I mean, like, that company has this awful history of shoving their religion down everybody's throats to a point that puts other people in danger.
Right, right. Well, I stopped going there a long time ago because of their glue guns.
I'm sorry, what?
I stopped going there. Their glue guns are always faulty.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, when I was raising kids.
So there's also a glue gun conspiracy?
No, I mean, it was probably user error, but I blamed it on the glue gun.
What do you use a glue gun?
When you're raising kids, there's a glue gun. When I was raising my son, I had...
But what do you have to use a glue gun for?
To make art projects for your kid when they're in school.
They can't just use glue sticks?
You need a gun to put, like, the little glitter and shit on.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I was
that.
Never very good at any of that stuff.
I mean, I know what a hot glue gun is. I just don't really know
you
what
don't
people
have
use
here?
It for. No.
Don't bedazzle anywhere?
I don't do a lot of bedazzling. Which maybe I should.
You really should. The shirt could use some.
Some bedazzling. Okay.
Well, anyway.
I think the problem is when I'm going to come out of quarantine with all my clothes bedazzled, I'm going to look like a goddamn disco ball.
Speaking of that pink jacket that Joe Exotica wore, I love that.
I wouldn't be against raiding some of his wardrobe, man.
Yeah. I mean, wonder if he got his wardrobe since he's in jail.
He did. he did. He would.
You don't I'm think sure he sold
he would,
it?
He would. Oh, no.
I'm saying he's sitting in jail. Who's taking care of his stuff?
I don't know. Does he have it's his husband. You haven't gotten all the way through.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
And if I told you more about this particular husband, it would ruin the rest
he's
of the show.
He's married to two people at the same time? Oh, you can't tell me.
They're just events that happen regarding his husbands that forbode me from speaking about it in the event that it's spoiling it for someone. Okay. Go watch Tiger King. All right.
I just haven't allocated the time, but I will. Uh-huh. Okay. Next headline. Governor Greg Abbott says his latest executive order requires all Texans to stay inside. But
why do you seem so confused while you're reading?
Because it's not a stay at home. He refuses to stay. It's a stay at home order.
So he's saying, like, I'm not telling you have to. I'm just saying you should.
Yeah, and that you should, except for essential services, and essential services are whatever.
Church.
Yeah, church and gun shows and liquor stores are essential for Texas.
If everyone would just go inside, we could be done with this in like 15 days. If you all would just go home.
Right. Well, right now. Yeah.
But this is getting drawn out. It's having worse economic impacts than what it would have otherwise. Because people won't just go the fuck home. Go home!
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, Dr. David Ho on one of those. Dr. David Ho is a famous physician that helped during the AIDS crisis, and he has this amazing graph that he shows that just says when you don't, and he shows it from around the world, and it just shows, like, if everybody didn't do this together, we got 4 more weeks of this crap, and you have to everybody be on the same page, everybody has to be staying home, everybody's got to be in line, or else the graphs are like this, and it's such a, in fact, we should put those graphs up, but I know we won't, because I do have.
I just don't want to live on this planet anymore. I mean, like, what
do you have
this
another
is,
planet?
If we could find one, that'd be great. I mean, like this. It's just all it's done to me for me is just really put a microscope on the number of idiots that exist. We always knew they were there, but like you'd think that in a pandemic, some people would fucking behave.
No, they don't.
It is just astonishing. And it's years of us, honestly, it's our fault. It's years of us for years saying, everyone's entitled to their opinions. Well, some opinions are just fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, we're not a country based on science, and the Germans are showing us Germany isn't having the same kind of rates we are because they're looking at it and making sure that taxi drivers have protective gear and they can go out and treat people at their homes and their health system was more robust. This just shows the failing in our health system. The fact that people don't have any access and our hospital beds are full. But anyway, it's been a pretty good lesson for this country, but I hate the fact that we're learning it at the expense of many families and people are dying, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Donald Trump has failed us miserably.
Who'd have thunk it?
All of us. 2016.
3 million more Americans than the people who didn't think it would happen.
Well, that was Hit the Headlines.
Oh, that was fast.
That's all I got.
That's
man.
All that.
I got nothing.
Again.
I got nothing.
Man.
I got nothing. I can't hardly read this stuff anymore. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, anything else happened we should talk about?
No, the country is the only thing
this
we
podcast,
can talk about.
Corona really has made this podcast go to shit.
No, I mean, there's nothing like candidates. Our poor candidates are just out there slugging it, waiting for this July 14th runoff, and then the other candidates are waiting until November, we hope. I mean, this guy's not ever, they're never going to allow for an all mail-in ballot. There's no way the Republicans are ever going to allow that. So what are we going to have? People scared to death to go out and vote in November when we have our backlash of not doing the right thing this time. I mean, it is not looking good. Sorry for the depressing. All right, we got to be more.
We've got to find a way. We've got to find a way to like keep getting guests on this show or something, man.
Yeah, we could have. We just did it.
We've got to get back into the swing of it. I guess I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about. Like, I get tired of talking about Corona. I get tired of talking about Tiger King. Is there really anything else happening? The Rona and Tiger King.
Weight gain. Depressing. Also.
Yeah. I would. Here's one thing that I do think that Podbless is about to do. We're about to do more like online live shit. Because I did an online live town hall with Jennifer Skidanenko, who's running for House District 106. And I did one this week, and it was really great, and I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I don't know why we don't do more live shit
on. Yeah, a couple of our candidates wanted us to do one also.
Yeah.
So I figure we will. Yeah, I'll do it. Sorry I missed that one, but.
Yeah, where were you?
I was not there. I had something happen, and so.
Okay.
That's my little bump right here from my little accident.
Yeah. You were in an accident.
I was.
What kind of accident were you in? This is the kind of thing you cover at the beginning of the podcast when we ask you what you've been up to this week. What kind of accident?
I was just in an unfortunate, when I was trying to drive over to get to my podcast. And then
just. You wrecked your car?
No, I didn't wreck it. Someone ran into it, but I did not wreck it. It was, none of it was me.
Right, it's so never your fault. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're okay, Will.
Well, thank you. I'm fine. It didn't hurt anybody, thankfully.
So there's this wear a face mask in public order. Where the fuck am I supposed to find a face mask? Isn't that the whole thing right now? Is that we can't find the goddamn face mask?
Don't take the nice ones that the healthcare workers
I'm not taking any from anywhere. I don't even know where to get them.
I have one for you if you need. I mean, I want you to wear one, but I'm saying you are a young person. You are probably have the coronavirus like most people have it that aren't symptomatic. And so you go into Kroger or Whole Foods or whatever, and you don't have a face mask. There may be somebody with a immunocompromised system. Sure. And so that's why we need to wear them.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Don't blame me. They literally were telling me 2 weeks ago not to wear a mask if I didn't feel symptoms.
They want you to wear one. And mostly they want you not to cough on people and things like that.
I can't do anything in this end-time post-apocalyptic world.
You could put a...
All of my favorite things.
Do you have a bandana? Because you can wear a bandana.
You know what? I don't have a bandana.
Have you heard about those? People are, mask-shaming people. Like, some of the celebrities, like the Kardashians. And so when they have the nice N95 mask, people are like, you better give that to a healthcare worker. And I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Those should all go to people that are dealing with the pandemic.
Dude.
Yeah, so that's a whole deal. Oh, you don't do social media? You haven't been reading about that?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've really used this as a chance to be a hermit. I haven't talked to many people. I haven't been tweeting much. I've really liked the social distancing.
So.
And I still haven't gotten tired of it yet. It's been like 3 weeks now.
Are you going to turn into a recluse, you think?
I don't know. I think there's just this side of Kendall that I hadn't had a chance to see in a while, and he is loving it. I've got a little guilt about how much I love it, but.
Yeah, I don't love it at all. I feel completely not grounded with having. I feel like I have no. It's not value, but it's like. My skill set means I get energy from people, and this is making it.
I have not had one moment in the last 3 weeks where I thought, I'm bored. Or where I thought,
oh, I don't get bored.
Get me out of here! Like, I'm not once.
Get me out of here, I did have. So, that's it.
I've rearranged all of my cabinets. Mm-hmm. I cleaned out my closet. Mm-hmm. I know I've done a lot. Been cooking stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. And you know what? Another part of it is also I don't have kids. So I don't have to deal with the kids being at home. I don't have to deal with having a partner that I'm stepping all over in my house. Like, I'm just chilling, dude.
Yeah. You're not reflective of many, many people out there. I mean, these families that both people working, having to work at home, little kids, homeschooling their kids. I mean, it is a total drag for these families. I just feel so bad. And my niece that works at a hospital in Dallas was just saying that, you know, a lot of these kids are really getting the short end of some of this. So
we've
got to take care of our kids that are sitting there. There's some great memes about homeschool kids, though, like all this discussion about homeschooling or whatever. And then there's some great funny things about, oh, now.
So about an hour ago, we're all sitting in my kitchen. And by we're all, I mean me and Lillian. And Lillian says, now, Kendall, this picture with words on it, is this what you would call a meme?
I did say that. I love those memes. They're so funny.
So now that Lillian knows what a meme is, she is loving
it. I love them in the last hour. All right. Now we got to get to our next. We don't have a third mic, nor do we have a guest. We can get guests. I have so many people on our list that want to be guests.
A ton of people that have said they want to do it. It's about like getting it set up through this. I don't know the process for us to do it with Zoom. I guess we just need a third person here to be able to facilitate.
We could do a Zoom meeting.
We have very patient listeners. I think they might be fine with me facilitating it.
Oh, go right ahead. All right. So we're done with it.
So what you're saying is that you'd like to do a segment that's everyone's favorite segment? Yes. Is that what you're saying? Yes. It's called Obsessed! Can we put that music in? If we can, it's there. If not, we just pause. Obsessed! Where each of us are going to talk about one news story for the week, where those politics or buzzes we've been completely obsessed with. And as always, we have to start this segment with Lillian Salerno. Lillian, what is something this week that you have been completely obsessed with?
Well, interested in politics, and the politics of Wisconsin is important for everybody because they play such a big role in our national politics. But they had their primary on Tuesday, and Governor Tony Evers, who's a Democrat, thought it was going to be okay and maybe reacted a little bit late, but went in front of his Republican legislature and asked that we postpone this primary, and the legislature said no, and he's trying to appeal it, and they're going to put tons of people in harm's way by forcing a primary election in person on Tuesday in Wisconsin, where they don't have 60% of the poll workers have said they won't show up. It's going to affect more people in the minority areas where people, they have no public transit. I mean, there's just, it's laughable that they would even try to force it. And then it's just going to screw everything up and people are going to get sick. In a place like Milwaukee, it's not good.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to have their election?
Right now, it's ready to go, their election. They're appealing it. The governor's appealing it, but the governor is a Democrat. The Republicans hate him, and that's what we got going. So it's just such bad public health policy to have people around each other and then close. Even the workers aren't supposed to be around. Anyway, so that's what I've been obsessed
with. What would you say to someone who says that fast food stays open and grocery stores stay open as essential services? How are they more essential than an election? What would you say to somebody who says that about postponing an election?
That you could postpone the election.
I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying, like, what would you say to somebody whose argument is,
right,
how is an election any less essential than a fast food restaurant?
Well, it's absolutely essential, but you have another way to do it. I mean, people have to eat every day. Fast food and grocery stores have to be open, but for an election, you could just postpone it for 2 months and still be there. So that's what I would say to them.
Yeah.
And you can't have enough workers to work these elections. A lot of the election workers are older people, and they're the ones at risk with this pandemic. So, yeah, it's just bad policy. We just have to rethink how we do elections. And people that think that this isn't, it's not that it's a new normal that we're all going to be walking around with masks the rest of our lives, but this is a new normal, and the interaction till we get this vaccination, which is still quite a few months away.
Yeah. Good obsessed!
Thank you.
Good obsessed, Lynn. My obsessed actually transitions really well from what you just said, because what I've been kind of obsessed with this week is the long-term societal repercussions of this. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been thinking about it, and when I was seeing some of my favorite kind of local joints that are shutting down, obviously, there's going to be a big gap in the market once the market starts up for people to be able to keep starting businesses, I suppose, or to bring their business back. But just not only will our community look different in that regard, but also, like, how many companies are going to start learning that they could have been operating this whole time without a central office and that they could easily conduct business with people working from home? Does the corporate real estate world look different, right, after coronavirus? How does, like there are going to be so many aspects of our lives.
Schooling,
right. I know, buddy. That's the cat. He's been obsessed with it too. But, you know, there's just so much of our world that's going to change after this, even once we come out on the other side and everything's fine. And so I've been kind of obsessed with this week of just kind of playing around in my head with how the world's going to look different. I've just been completely obsessed.
Until we get ahead of something like this. Like, if we get ahead of it where, I mean, there's some people that think, you know, technology's going to take care of it, and you can find out if this is in water systems way before humans get. I mean, there's all kinds of people theorizing how we could stop something like this, but we're a couple of years away from that. But I definitely think schooling's going to be so much different. I mean, if I'm a school district and all of a sudden you do those capital improvement projects or those capital campaigns for school districts to build all these classrooms, you've just had a whole semester where people have been working online. I mean, just seems like you'd rethink some of that.
Well, and then people will get to see, like, the economic advantages of some of these more progressive policies, like liquor to go, which they've implemented in Texas. These businesses are loving that. Yeah, they're going to actually be able to make money off it, and they would be able to make more money off of it if it were legal year-round. So is that something that the legislature is going to be less afraid of?
No.
Because they've seen it. And, like, and
the mothers against drunk drivers.
Well, I know. Well, but I'm just saying, like, there are some, like, a lot of those kinds of policies, you know, they may change the way that we're operating. So that's all I'm saying is I've been a little obsessed with that this week, just kind of wondering what the world looks like when we come out on the other end of it.
Yep, we're going to look different.
And that was obsessed! All right, is there music there? We're going to put it in, I hope.
Well, Kendall,
I am just so thankful that listeners haven't left us yet.
I know.
We're
going to get a guest on this next week. A very special guest. I know we have two special guests I can think of. And, yeah.
Did you just promise two guests next week?
No, I'm saying one of the two we will have on for next week. Okay. We need to.
We're definitely going to bring guests back. We've also been doing a lot of kind of Kendall and Lil shooting the shits on Patreon. We've done three now. They don't talk about politics at all, and it's just me and Lil kind of talking about a little bit more intimate details of our lives and a little bit more juicy gossip and naming names and calling shots. So if you're interested in that, become a patron. I know now's not a good time to do that, but if you just absolutely cannot afford to be a patron right now, like $5 a month is too much, we get it. Message us and we'll get you in on it.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll make it happen.
All right. Well this was great. The Gray Cat's here and he's our guest.
Gray Cat's our guest. Buddy, what did you think about it all?
And we thank y'all. We want y'all to keep safe out there. Stay at home. Don't leave home. We will get through
Turn around. Don't drown. Isn't that
no,
it?
No, let's just get through this by staying at home. Keep your family close and just stay at home. It's hard for a lot of us to stay home. Not Kendall, but the rest of us. Anyway.
Humans.
Humans. Am I right?
Humans. Anyways. Thank you guys for sticking with us. We appreciate it. On behalf of myself and Lillian. Oh, wait. You can follow Lillian on Twitter at Lillian_Solano, me on Twitter at Kendall Scudder, PodBlessTexas at PodBlessTexas on all of your mediums. We certainly would appreciate it. And on behalf of myself and Lillian and the entire PodBlessTexas team, y'all have blessed me.